If this is the holiday of freedom, then why can't we eat pizza? Good morning and good yontif. I want to share with you a letter that the Rebbe wrote about the meaning of freedom. I'm going to paraphrase from the Hebrew. The physical bodily freedom is not a goal unto itself. It is merely a means to achieve freedom of the spirit. Just as when God took us out of physical bondage, it was in order to give us the Torah at Mount Sinai. But more, it's really not possible to have freedom in the simple sense unless that freedom is connected to freedom of the spirit. Because in the war within man between the material and the spirit will never accept to be dominated by the physical and the material. It can only be temporarily subservient to it, and even then, not wholeheartedly. On the other hand, when the spirit dominates the material and is absolutely victorious over it, that means that not only does the spirit coerce the material to follow it, but there is a recognition that that's the way it's meant to be, that the material is supposed to be subservient to the spirit. Only then can there really be harmony within the small world that is man, because the material can be elevated and recognize that it's meant to be a vessel for the spirit, but the opposite cannot happen. The spirit can never be happy being subservient to the material. The way to reach this goal begins with pushing yourself and following the path of Hashem with a yoke upon your shoulders, but the end is this, and only this is what gives a person true spiritual satisfaction. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to Yossi Roth in honor of his birthday today, and to Reb Chaim Hill Markovitz in honor of his birthday. May you have a year of bracha v'yatzlacha, begashmus v'ruchnis. Have a wonderful yontif.